Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Thursday, gang, and welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, with the most, whatever that is, Andy Goldstein. And we kick off the podcast, the show, with, of course, more Champions League action, where Man City beat RB Leipzig and Liverpool annoyingly won against AC Milan. This was how we reacted on TalkSport.
Some game, the good and the bad of Liverpool, but if they can reproduce that kind of attacking performance on a regular basis, they'll be contenders. This one, match day one finishes, Liverpool 3, AC Milan 2.
Nearly 100%, of course, because it was a brilliant game. Very exciting, I think very entertaining, with 10-15 minutes where we lost a little bit the plot, whatever, we're not compact enough anymore. It got carried away with our own football, pretty much.
They made it hard work, Liverpool. They made it harder work than they should have done, but the first 25 minutes away, they were truly awesome.
Yeah, they were.
Awesome.
They're relentless.
They were absolutely, and how they hung in there, Milan. But, you know, at half-time, the truth is they were 2-1 down. That would concern Klopp, that they were so dominant, yet they went in at half-time, 2-1 down.
Brahim Diaz on the follow-up makes it 2-1 to Milan. They've scored twice in 90 seconds. The most extraordinary turnaround in this game.
Trent, you know, he's at fault for both goals. Positionally, he's all over the place. I think he forgets that he plays right back. I think he's amazing going forward. Brilliant. He's got so much talent, you know, and I love watching him play when he's got the ball at his feet. But when he hasn't got the ball, he's so bad at getting back. He gets done with the 1-2. He gets done positionally out of position. First and foremost, you got to defend. You're a right back. And without Van Dijk, they got exposed tonight.
If you've got Trent high wide and he's putting balls in the box, or maybe his positional play is in support and he doesn't get it and play breaks down.
Yeah.
If that's what he is told to do, then I almost feel sorry for
you
him.
You don't want your winger playing right back.
Well,
especially Salah.
But he's a winger, isn't he, essentially, the way Liverpool play. When they got ball in the high and wide areas, he's almost a winger. So if he's been asked to play like that, and he creates so many chances and he's so useful high and wide, they have to legislate for that.
Liverpool 3, Milan 2 with just over 20 minutes to go. Jordan Henderson's first Champions League goal for 7 years.
It was a good game. You know, it was a bit of a roller coaster, and I'm sure it was very good to watch as a new role. So it was nice to have fans back, European night at Anfield. Yeah, amazing game in the end.
They'll do the tricks! The Fantastic Six!
Adrian, I just have to say, first and foremost, an absolute joy to be at the Etihad Stadium tonight to see this game of football. Where it's finished, Manchester City 6, RB Leipzig 3.
I'm delighted and happy, and thank you again for these incredible players that we have. So, a real tough game. They play like all or nothing.
Manchester City 4, RB Leipzig 2. And it's that man, Jack Grealish, on his debut in the Champions League.
Hopefully he can be the first of many. I had the feeling that every day he's playing better in many things, and pretty sure they will be better in the future. His contribution was again high, was good, and delight for his game.
It's finished. Nottingham Forest 0, Middlesbrough 2. Chris Hughton may have moved a step closer to the sack after a sixth defeat in 7 matches this season. Even their own fans were singing, "You're getting sacked in the morning."
At this moment, all I'm thinking about is analysing this game, and I am the manager of this football club, and I'm responsible for results irrespective of circumstances or squad or where we've been.
Nottingham Forest fans, Chris Hughton, they lost 2-0 at home to Middlesbrough. We said last night that it was going to be a tough game. We said it was a massive game when we were speaking to Ian Abrahams, and it didn't go their way. I think that is time up for him, isn't it?
Well, I've just seen one of the goals they've conceded, and the goalkeeper, I know they changed their goalkeeper tonight, but it's bounced off his shins. When you're down the bottom, things like that don't go your way.
I think it's time for a change, and if I'm honest with you, what makes it worse is everything that Derby's going through at the minute, and they're still 6 points ahead of us. That's what stresses me out. I mean, don't get me wrong, if Derby were rock bottom, I'd probably still be calling for Hughton out because of the terrible start, but I've got no pride.
Oh, do we have that bit? No, we don't. We do. Oh, we do. Great. Manchester United conceded a dramatic stoppage time goal as they lost to one of the best sides in European football, young boys, in the Champions League. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer came under fire for some of his decisions in the game, including Jason Kundi. He didn't make any decisions about Jason Kundi, did he? Oh, sorry, turn the piece of paper over. Including Jason Kundi in the last episode of this podcast.
Ole, no more excuses. I'm sorry, but that there shows he's utterly clueless.
Now we're going to hear from my Drive Time co-host Darren Goff shortly, but would you believe it, the Sun's Neil Custis, and of all people, Simon Modi Moni Jordan, came to Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's defence? This I need to hear.
It's very formulaic for me to pile in on Ole Gunnar Solskjaer on the back of this performance, because it isn't. Everybody knows that losing to Young Boys is not a great result. Will Manchester United qualify from the Champions League group? I would suspect they probably will, and the headlines now are that it's a poor result.
And it looks like the evening is over for Cristiano Ronaldo. Yes, it is.
Ronaldo being taken off. He's been taken off for the exact reasons that everybody has said, that Ronaldo won't give certain things to Manchester United this season. He won't press. And in a game where pressing might become prevalent, what's the point of keeping him on?
I'd sack him. I've said this before. Honestly, we know what's coming. So you've got Antonio Conte out there.
I just think that's absurd. I think TalkSport's brilliant, but sometimes I just think people just say things to get a reaction. Maybe, I don't know, it's too late at night for some people or something like that, but that is just an absurd comment. Ole Solskjaer has done an absolutely brilliant job for Manchester United as manager. He's built a squad. He's got them back to being the proper Manchester United. If you were there on Saturday at Old Trafford, you would see a club that was reborn.
What we got with Solskjaer, and it's quite obvious, without being horrible, is a mid-table manager, at best, managing a group of elite players. That's how it is at this moment in time. Now and again, over a period of time, elite players at a club will get you out of trouble.
Terrible back pass, Sabatia is through, and Young Boys have won it!
But when it comes down to it, in big games, and Champions League is an area that he's getting caught out a lot, tactically, and Champions League is where he's falling short, time and time again.
Now, Brendan Rodgers and Kasper Schmeichel have been speaking to the media ahead of Leicester's game with Napoli in the Europa League. We'll hear from the Great Dane on their expectations for the competition this season. But first, it's Brendan, or BR, as his tracksuit would indicate, on James Maddison, JM, and how he hopes the England international can rediscover his form.
Every player will always go through a period, especially the rise that James has had over these last numbers of years. And yeah, I think over the course of the last probably 12 to 15 months, the probably injuries have held him back more than his actual talent. But I've got no doubt over the course of the season that he's going to be a very, very important player for us.
Comes back for Mason now. Save. What a save by Kasper Schmeichel, left-handed, round the post.
I think when I look into our dressing room, I have every reason always to be supremely confident against any opponent. There are, without question, top-class sides in this competition, and there will be top-class sides coming into this competition from the Champions League. So it's one of those situations where you can't always say, because you don't know who's going to be coming into the competition. From us, the most important thing we've always done is look inwards and look what we have within ourselves and what we can do. If I'm looking into our dressing room, I'm always very confident.
Now, West Ham United, or West Ham, take on Dynamo Zagreb tonight in a game live over on TalkSport 2. The Irons gaffer manager David Moyes told TalkSport that he hopes they're in the competition after Christmas.
When you enter any football games, you always want to be number one and you want to come out on top, so we'll try and do that. As we said, we're novices into this competition, so we're looking forward to seeing how we go. I believe we've got a good enough squad and a good enough team which can challenge and give most teams a game, so let's hope we can prove that over the six games.
Now, Tottenham Hotspurs, as Aussie Ardiles used to say, take on Rennies, the indigestion tablet, tonight in the Europa Conference League. Hey, Goldstein, don't you mean Europa League? No, I don't. It's definitely conference. Here's their manager, NES, or Nuno Espirito Santo, as no one says.
Tough team. We had a chance to see it. Now we're going to prepare the meeting and pass the all the details that we can to the players. But we expect a tough match. It's a good team.
And who predicted this when we woke up this morning? Crystal Palace 3, Tottenham Hotspur 0.
Everybody realized that we didn't perform as we wanted. And the first ones are ourselves. I think this is the best way to improve, is when you realize and you analyze personally and you are able to identify that you didn't do so well. Realizing that is the first step for improvement.
Pascal Struijk will serve a 3-match ban after Leeds United lost their appeal against his red card during their defeat against Liverpool. Harvey Elliott responded to a post on social media to say the decision is wrong. Simon Jordan, however, thought that Elliott should keep his opinions to himself. Oh, the words pot and kettle come to mind.
Do we think constantly challenging the authority, and I'm a great one for challenging authority, I don't recognise establishment just for the sake of it being establishment, but you do have to have a bedrock, you do have to have an establishment that basically upholds the rules or upholds the well-being of the game. So basically, if you start with this little nugget of people being able to say what they want when they want, then where does it go to? It ends up with players refusing to honour their contracts. It ends up with players refusing to do this because it starts with little things like this. Harvey, you made your point. You've absolved him from the responsibility. The game's authorities don't choose to view it that way. You are not in a position to be judge, jury, and executioner. You're just a player. So we really don't need you adding to the pile on of people suggesting that the game's authorities are forever wrong.
Now, British sprinter CJ Ujar's B sample has tested positive, confirming the result of his initial test from the Tokyo Olympics. Ujar was part of the British men's 4x100 relay team, which won silver at the rearranged 2020 Olympics, and they will now almost certainly lose their medals. AP's global correspondent Rob Harris outlined the magnitude of the scandal.
The fact is, they felt they had to go to Seb Coe, means they're going right to the top of World Athletics to try and get some sort of answers. And, you know, there will be some also feeling obviously pretty let down by CJ Ujar. I mean, this is very rare. I mean, it's so rare that this is actually amounting to the biggest scandal in British Summer Games history in terms of all Olympics. And it has taken away from the afterglow of those Summer Games.
Adam Brazil is back on The Breakfast Show, and here's how he saluted his return on my show. I thought he was on Breakfast this morning. Oh, he was. But this is a package we played on my show, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show. Very confusing. I'll just play the package.
Life's at an incredible pace at the moment. Well, it is for me.
Oh, let me turn up. Come on.
Yeah, struggling.
Wake up, Britain, cause Adam's got something to say to you.
I don't get the big thing about Shakespeare.
It's 6 a.m. and it's nearly time.
Bang.
For work and school.
Or was it ZZ, Zinedine Zidane?
No, he'll keep you amused.
What is Feng Shui?
Even though he's been on the booze.
Oh, no.
Poor Adam, the nation can ask for. Anymore.
I keep getting in trouble for being honest and saying things.
Jill wants him back at home.
She does.
But he can't let Potter drink alone.
I don't do gluten now.
The sports breakfast every morning from 6 a.m.
And he got the plug in there.
Roberto Di Matteo.
The morning sun when it's in your face. Really shows your age.
It sure does.
58.
But that don't worry me none in my... I saw everything.
Cristiano.
I laughed at all of your jokes. My love, it didn't need to cope. Oh, Maggie, I couldn't have said.
Happy birthday, Al.
Hey.
And that's without a drink.
Oh, yes. Paul Metcalf tonight. Brilliant. What a dope.
Brilliant, Paul.
Because you didn't want to be alone.
Thanks for having me.
I'll have Ofcon on my back again. And my back's bad enough at the moment.
That's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. Of course, don't forget to press that subscribe button. A reminder of some football coming your way tonight at 5:45. Dynamo Zagreb take on West Ham United. Of course, that one's live on TalkSport 2 in the Europa League. Also in the Europa League and on TalkSport 2, an exclusive as well, don't you know? 8 p.m. Rangers take on Lyon. I'm back on TalkSport today on the Andy Goldstein Drive Time Show alongside Darren Bent from 4pm. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day. Thanks for downloading. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.